The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine could arrive in Singapore as early as this month if it gets approved by the authorities.
Coming to a restaurant near you, Singapore is the first in the world to allow the sale of cell-cultured meat. I'm Olivia Quay.
I'm Harianto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. The Health Sciences Authority has started evaluating the available data submitted by COVID-19 vaccine developer Moderna to ensure expeditious review. An HSA spokesman said Moderna has started submitting initial data and will continue to roll in data as soon as they become available.
And if all goes well, the first vaccines could arrive as early as this month. Moderna Chief Executive Stefan Bancel spoke to our science and environment correspondent Audrey Tan.
So Stefan, Moderna's latest results from its late-stage trials has got the world really excited, and it's the same for us here in Singapore. And you were telling me that you have submitted an application to the US FDA for emergency use of your vaccine in the US. What do you think this means for Singapore?
In terms of timelines, we started to discuss with Health Singapore to submit to them all the information. It's really, of course, their prerogative of how long they're going to take to review the file, but I couldn't anticipate either in December or January. They would be comfortable with all the data, and as soon as it's possible, then we'll be shipping vaccines to Singapore.
So do you have any information of how many doses that could be?
We have information, but because this has not been disclosed yet by Singapore government, I'm not allowed to disclose at this time. But the Singapore government, very early, back last summer, has been ordering doses for its inhabitants and has been ordering more recently with more data. So there will be a vaccine for Singapore.
On the US side, they've been saying that, you know, the Americans could get vaccinated as early as maybe middle of next month. So when you're saying in Singapore, it could be end of next month or even January?
Correct. So in the US, we have a meeting with the FDA for their scientific advisory board on December 17. What we'll expect is within 24 to 72 hours after that meeting that we could get emergency use approval. What we have worked with the US government is to have within 24 hours of the approval starting vaccination. So now let's turn to Singapore. Singapore, I need to have an approval so we can ship a product to the country. As you know, medicine is very important to be well controlled and well documented. So we've started to send to Singapore, the information for preclinical data in animal, phase one, phase two, and now phase three, all the manufacturing files. And we're going to have a dialogue, like it's very typical, to exchange data and to answer all their questions. When they're going to be satisfied that the product to their standard is safe and can be taken, they will give us an approval. At that time, whether in December or January, at that time, we will be shipping right away products to Singapore, so inoculation and vaccination can start.
And that was Stefan Bancel, Chief Executive of Moderna, speaking to Science and Environment correspondent Audrey Tan.
Well, Audrey is also tracking another story on cell-cultured meat potentially being served in restaurants here. This will be a world's first, as cultured meat isn't yet available for sale and consumption anywhere else.
This cell-cultured meat product will be bite-sized chicken from Californian startup Eat Just, and will be manufactured in Singapore now that the Singapore Food Agency has deemed it safe for consumption. The chicken bites also have the potential to be halal certified, something that Eat Just will consider in the future.
Well, Audrey is here to tell us more. Could you briefly share more about the science behind it? We're more familiar with impossible meat, of course. So how is cell-cultured meat produced differently?
So yeah, impossible meat, impossible burgers are something that many of us know about now, but actually it's not new in that it's still a plant-based meat. So I think we're all quite familiar with plant-based meats or mock meats being sold outside. So it's not really considered a novel food. Cell culture meats are different in that it is not made from a plant part. Cell culture, in essence, means the scientist or the group would source for cells from an animal and then grow them in a favorable artificial environment. So hence cell culture. And basically you grow the cells in a suitable medium and that provides the nutrients for the cell to grow. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about like this new Eat Just Nuggets being lab-grown meat. But the Eat Just CEO has said that, you know, this term lab-based meat or lab-grown meat is a red herring. Because now, at the initial R&D phase, yes, some of it might be conducted in a lab. But once it's scaled up, the product will be made in a large bioreactor, similar to like in a brewery, for instance, similar to making beer. So hence, he says the term that beast meat is red herring, and it's also quite value laden, I think. So right. Some people might have concerns about how natural it is, right, to grow cells in an artificial environment. But if we look at agriculture itself and rearing livestock, what things are like now, factory farming, is also not, say, very natural, because it's a far cry from, you know, what we perceive as agriculture from the start, where animals have large spaces to roam and all that. Now they're all packed in tightly confined settings. It's far from natural, basically, according to the experts that I spoke with.
And Audrey, cultured meat is not yet available for sale and consumption anywhere else in the world. Why do you think Singapore is a pilot market for this?
So yeah, cell cultured meat is kind of a newer area, and while the product would be first sold in Singapore, it has gotten regulatory approval to be sold here. It's worth noting that other countries are also looking into it. But as I said, because it's such a new area, there's no internationally standardized definition of what a novel food is and how it should be regulated. But then again, Singapore has a lot of expertise in terms of food safety. I think we all trust Singapore's brand when it comes to approving food for safe use here. That's one. And also, we also have a very thriving biomedical sector, as we have seen so far. So it is no surprise then that, you know, Singapore is at the forefront of all these innovations.
Well, let's say, you know, cell-cultured meat does become a reality in our restaurants. So what is the impact on Singapore's food sustainability?
Currently, when meat is reared for sale, it spans a huge footprint, right? You grow an animal in a paddock somewhere, and then you ship it elsewhere to be slaughtered. You ship it to another place to be manufactured and packaged and processed, and before it reaches the product. So by doing cell-based meat, cell-cultured meat, you actually collapse the entire footprint of this whole process into one building. An earlier report by the United Nations Climate Science Panel, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, had already said that as the global population is going up, there would be increased pressure to feed the human population. That kind of reason is kind of intertwined with the impacts that agriculture has on our global climate. I mean, when you clear forests to rear cows, to rear other kinds of livestock, that would have an implication on emissions, and that in turn would have impact extreme weather events that could affect food security. So it's really a cyclical kind of environment, a cyclical kind of argument. And also, Singapore has also talked a lot about food security. And in the past, we have always said that, you know, we need to diversify our imports. We need to import food from many different countries. But as the pandemic has shown, sometimes when you have global supply disruptions, it means diversification should not be our only strategy. And using cell-cultured meat will kind of give Singapore additional food security in a sense. It could be manufactured here. And for Eat Just, they have said that their new chicken bites would be manufactured here in Singapore.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Audrey. We've been speaking to Audrey Tan, science and environment correspondent for The Straits Times.